All right, so funny enough, here's where we're going to start tonight. What was your first impression of me when we met? I'm asking for a specific reason.
Oh, so many things I could say. So many things.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not going to answer the question?
A little ball of energy. Just like the, you know, the bunny rabbit that pounds the drum. You're kind of like that.
The Energizer Bunny.
Yes, you were like the Energizer Bunny when I first met you. You're just bouncing around, and you're always happy, and you had great ideas, and it's the only thing I remember.
What happened to her?
I don't know. I wish I had her back. Could you call her?
You know what's so funny is you had sent me some audio of us really, really early on the show, and we did like a very different type of show. We were doing a syndicated show. And it was just like, it was a lot of energy. It was a lot of this kind of talking. And I was like, whoa, calm the fuck down, honey. I couldn't listen to myself. I didn't realize that I was just like, ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. I thought that was too, well, I don't know if it was too much. It's too much for now. I feel like at the time, it made sense. But in 2022, it's just like, oh,
no, you
calm
were,
the fuck down.
You were different. What you didn't know back then is we were in two separate studios. So Cooper was in New York. I was in Charlotte. But when you came down to Charlotte, maybe the 5, 6, 7 times you came down, that's when the energy went off the rails.
Right.
So I can tell when I'm going through best of, oh, that's the time she's in the studio.
Well, there was that one show you sent me that I was like, the energy was, I thought, way too high. Like, I needed some Valium or something.
That's the one you were in Charlotte.
No, that's the one that I was in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. See, if you put you in a different studio, you're different than if you were in New York.
Oh, so I was calmer in my New York studio?
Yes.
Okay.
And you're just hyper when you're not. So take you out of New York, you're just too damn hype.
Right. See, I'm telling you, I'm such a New Yorker. You can't take me out of New York. It's not healthy for anybody. Next question. When did you realize that we were going to be good friends?
When you sent me brownies. When I got brownies in the mail. That's the way to my heart.
Yeah. Can I take credit for one thing? I sent you Fat Witch brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Last week on the Sex and the City show, the sequel, reboot. whatever they're doing now, the reboot, yeah, the reboot to Sex and the City, and Just Like That, they were walking around Chelsea Market, and they walked into Fat Witch. So Fat Witch now has a store there. I want to take credit for 12 fucking years ago sending you Fat Witch brownies before anyone knew what Fat Witch was.
You sent Fat Witch brownies to me and our boss. Our boss never got the Fat Witch brownies, by the way. They never made it out of my office. So I may have just told you he liked them, but he never got them.
Okay. Good and, to know.
Until right now, he doesn't know. So if he's listening, sorry, Neil.
Oh, yeah, I will apologize to Neil. I'm still friends with him on Facebook. I'm going to tell him that I had sent him the Fat Witch brownies.
Mm.
Next question. What's an unpopular opinion that you have?
Of you or just unpopular?
In general, what's your hot take on something that a lot of people, like, what do you disagree with that a lot of people like?
I won't go politics.
No, don't go politics. Like something in pop culture or something in the world, you know? Like, okay, here's mine. Oat milk tastes like shit. I'm sorry. All you people out there that are having oat milk lattes and oat milk this and oat milk that. I tried it. I'm sorry. Oat milk fucking sucks.
I never got into the stupid dragon show.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
I could never get into that, even though everybody talked about it and it was everywhere. And it was a huge part of pop culture. I tried. I couldn't get past 10 minutes of it.
Okay, so your unpopular opinion is that Game of Thrones sucked.
It it didn't suck. It sucked for me. I didn't get it. I hats off to you people that could live through it. I couldn't do it.
When was a time that you laughed so hard that you were crying laughing?
I don't know about crying laughing, but I was listening back to our show last night, and we played a best of at the end of the show. Uh-huh. And it just made me, I was driving around laughing because I have a sound effect machine that, mm-hmm. so like when Kat would call, a girl named Kat, I would play a cat sound.
Meow.
Right. So every time you would say, hi, Kat, I would have to hit the cat thing. But I guess the Hoochie Berg broke.
Uh-huh.
And so every time Kat would call, we would make Chad do the meow sound.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
every time I said cat, Chad had to say meow.
And then you had a recording of your nephew singing Mandy, and he's like 2 years old.
Oh, right. Shit, I forgot about that.
And I kept playing it over calls, over songs. Oh, Mandy.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
And I'm just driving around laughing.
I didn't get that far in the show last night. I listened to just the new stuff that we did last night. I didn't get a chance to listen to the best of because my fucking mother called. There's drama going on there that I'll tell you about later. But okay, next question. What were you like in middle school?
I was a stud.
Really?
Yeah. I always had a girlfriend and all the friends. And yeah, I was that guy. Hmm. I always had a girl. Always.
What, in middle school?
In middle school. Always had a girlfriend. What? In elementary school, I had girlfriends.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus. You were a pussy hound from the very beginning.
From the beginning, yeah. I was,
wow.
Yeah, that guy.
All right, what's an album you can listen to from beginning to end and back again?
Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Really?
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, I think I because back in the day we had cassettes, so the cassette of The Wall was a double cassette, and I went through like four of them. Because they would wear out. You only could play them like 100 times, and then they would wear out. Then you'd have to go buy another one. So I probably bought either Bat Out of Hell or The Wall more than anybody else should buy these albums.
That was me with Dr. Dre, The Chronic.
Just wearing it out.
Oh, I had an album. I had a cassette. I had a CD that I had to rebuy because CDs fucking sucked and they would break or whatever would happen to them. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, now you can just download it. And I can still listen to it from beginning to end over and over.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? If you could rename yourself, what name would you choose? Like, do you like the name Anthony?
I like the name Anthony. Because it's
you do?
Yeah, there's not in the North, there was a lot of people named Anthony. But in the South, not that many people named Anthony, so it kind of stands out.
What's everybody named where you live?
Like Joe, John, Brad? Fred.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just straight up blue-collar names.
Easy names to say, nothing like Anthony. That's too many syllables. Oh,
I had a whole conversation today with a guy saying, should I call you Tony or Anthony? I'm like, whatever you want, dude. I don't know. He goes, what do you get called the most? I'm like, whatever you want. Doesn't matter to me. Just, yeah, I think I'll stick with the name I got.
Yeah, I could see, though, in the area that you live, especially because some of the things you've sent me of some of the really stupid things that go on around you, I think one syllable is about all people can handle. John, Joe, Fred, you know, Anthony. That's a mouthful. Who could talk for that long?
Yeah, I stopped when I was driving today and took a photo of a Bigfoot selling beef hash on the side of the road and sent it to you.
Yeah. So the name Anthony is you're very exotic.
Exactly.
Down where you live. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about this? What's the best birthday you ever had?
My 7th birthday because I got a motorcycle.
You got a motorcycle at 7?
At 7, yeah. My dad bought me a Suzuki bike, like brand new 50.
Oh my God. Wait, are you as a child allowed to ride a motorcycle?
Yeah, I think it fell off the back of a truck.
Oh, okay.
Probably had a dent in it from where my dad got it. Hey, just go. So I think that was a good birthday. Yeah, I think that would be the best.
Do you have any recurring dreams, like a dream that you just have over and over and over?
Yeah, and it always involves you, and it always involves on the air. And I can't get the show on the air, and the transmitter's broke, or you can't talk, or you can't talk into a fucking mic correctly, or something is going on with, I have a CD, and I can't get it to play, and we have dead air, and it's a whole thing. That's the recurring dream I have probably once a week.
I think I have the same one, except when we were working, doing mornings, it was the same exact thing, except for some reason we were at a football stadium and we were on the air in like 5 minutes and I was on one side of the field and you were on the other at the stadium while the game was going on. And I couldn't find you and I was trying to call you, but you weren't answering your phone. And I was like, aren't we on the air in 5 minutes? Like, get your car. We got to go. We got to get to the station. You know, it was like one of those kind of things where it was just, we were just really far away from the station and we were nowhere near. We would never have made it in 5 minutes, even if we found the car.
It always comes back to dead air. That's all it comes back
to. Right. We're always afraid of dead air.
Fear of dead air.
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, last question. Which person in your life knows you the best?
Probably you.
I would say yes. Yeah. I mean, you know me the best. No one knows me as best.
Yeah, I would say you.
You. Yeah, and I would say you also, 100%. Okay, so now that we had this conversation, is our friendship stronger? Because I was reading a friendship quiz today.
Oh my God.
And they gave you interesting questions that you never thought to ask your friend, but you should. And if you ask these questions instead of just doing the superficial small talk, you'll have like a tighter bond and a better relationship. So do you feel closer now?
Yeah, very close. Extremely close to you. Couldn't be any happier.
Like, we were best friends. Now we're best friends.
Yeah. Maybe another night. That would be true, but okay.
Not tonight. Yeah, most nights you hate me. That's the like dirty little secret about our friendship. Like, we're best friends who often hate each other.
Yeah, but we'll be fine tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be fine tomorrow.
But
but
tonight you're a raging bitch. So,
and you're a mansplaining douchebag.
Exactly.
But tomorrow, all good.